USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Reports of casualties after Turkey's new military operation was launched in northern Syria against the Kurds. The Trump administration is receiving backlash after President Trump made the decision to withdraw U.S. troops from northern Syria. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo explains that decision on PBS.
On Sunday night, it became very clear that there were American soldiers that were going to be at risk, and the president made a decision to put them in a place where they were out of harm's way.
Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer has slammed the move by the president. The North Texas man accused of driving to El Paso and killing 22 people inside a Walmart will make his first court appearance on Thursday. The 21-year-old is set to be arraigned this afternoon on capital murder charges for the August attack. He's also expected to enter a plea, and it will be the first time he'll be seen in public since the shooting. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.